From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. All this week, we've been looking at Russia's resurgence. Today, we examine how that resurgence is being viewed here in the United States. Russian President Vladimir Putin made headlines recently when he accused the United States of misusing its military power to plunge the world into an abyss of permanent conflicts. Such strong statements surprised the Bush administration and illustrated just how low relations have sunk. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Washington.
President Bush may have come to office talking tough on Russia and the war in Chechnya, but at one moment back in 2001, he embraced Vladimir Putin.
I looked the man in the eye. I found it to be very straightforward and trustworthy. We had a very good dialogue. I was able to get a sense of his soul.
The president was asked recently whether the Vladimir Putin who blasted the U.S. at the Global Security Conference in Munich was the same Russian leader Mr. Bush found to be so trustworthy.
I think the person who I was referring to in 2001 is the same strong-willed person. He is a person who, with whom I've had agreements and disagreements.
The U.S.-Russian relationship is, of course, far more complicated than these quick soundbites can illustrate. Analysts say there was a reason back in 2001 that President Bush chose to highlight his friendship with Putin. Michael McFaul of Stanford University's Hoover Institution says the Bush White House needed a pliable Russian leader to get out of the anti-ballistic missile treaty and move ahead with U.S. plans for missile defense.
And I know that sounds really hard to believe today, but before September 11th, that was their major initiative.
After September 11th, U.S. officials needed Russia's permission to use bases in former Soviet Central Asia around Afghanistan. There was talk of a real partnership until differences emerged again over Iraq. That war has overwhelmed the U.S. foreign policy agenda, and McFaul says the U.S. was missing the big story in Russia.
I mean, the real story of this decade in Russia is the massive redistribution of assets, you know, the transfer of property from so-called oligarchs to friends of Putin. And I think that's had detrimental consequences, not only for Russian democracy and Russian capitalism, but for our relationship with Russia as well.
Slowly but surely, the Bush administration reassessed Putin. Stephen Sestanovich of the Council on Foreign Relations was among the experts the White House consulted. He says it's difficult to pick one turning point.
But if I were going to pick out one that dramatized how different Putin's performance was from his expectations, it would be the Ukrainian presidential elections, where the Russian leadership not only backed the fraudulent outcome, but invested hugely in preparing for it.
The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Daniel Fried, says Russia's pressure on another former Soviet republic, Georgia, also raised eyebrows in Washington.
Banning Georgian wine and water, closing the borders, support for separatist movements. This isn't the sort of behavior you expect from a great power and a good neighbor. So we have been troubled by this, and we've said so.
Last year, Vice President Dick Cheney came right out and accused Russia of using oil and gas as tools of intimidation and blackmail. But the message was lost on the Russians, according to Michael McFaul, because the next day Cheney went to Kazakhstan and praised the oil-rich autocratic leader there.
And so it immediately had no effect in Russia because it looked like double standards. And then, and most importantly, there was no follow-up.
President Bush's personal ties with Putin can no longer hide the tensions that are piling up. Stephen Sestanovich says Moscow and Washington aren't heading to some new Cold War, but he says Russia is becoming, as he put it, a center of contrariness.
The administration is now frustrated that on issues, particularly like Iran or Darfur or Kosovo, you find Russia as a source of opposition, lack of cooperation. It's a chilly kind of unproductive relationship.
Gone are the debates about who is Putin or how to deal with a weak Russia. The State Department's Daniel Fried says administration officials are realistic.
There is a general sense in Moscow that Russia is back after this period of a time of troubles in the 1990s. And they like being back. They like being a player on the world stage. Now, we don't mind Russia being a player on the world stage. We just want them to be a force for good and for responsibility.
But for now, that's just wishful thinking on the U.S. side. And Fried has been spending time lately trying to tamp down the latest dispute over that old issue of missile defense. A Russian general threatened to target U.S. radar and missiles that might be stationed in the Czech Republic and Poland. Fried says he was surprised by the reaction, though he's come to expect surprises from Russia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
For more background on what's driving Moscow's new bid for great power status, go to our website, npr.org.